Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:7. God reaches to those who are away from him. They are away because of sin. God does not condone, nor does he overlook sin. The only way to God is to forsake sin. When sin is forsaken, God will have mercy and will pardon. Some seem to believe that God will always continue to pardon sin, even when there is no real remorse and a departure from sin. The question was raised to the church in Rome, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Romans 6:2. Grace is God's favor toward sinful humanity. Grace provides an opportunity to sinful man. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:20-21. If grace covers sin, then let sin continue so that grace will continue. The answer to this grand question was, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:2. Grace was a death blow to sin. Grace was shown by a loving God not only to remove sin, but to slay sin. The sinner must die to his sin. We must remove ourselves from sin. We must cease to sin. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace does not provide freedom to sin. Grace is God's gracious way for us to die to sin. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:26-27. The judgment of God is against those who will not forsake the way of wickedness. The son had to leave the far country of riotous living to live again in his father's house. And the son said to the father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." Luke 15:21. We must decide where we will live. We either live in grace or we live opposed to grace. We cannot live in sin and live in God. The woman who was taken in adultery was charged by Jesus, "Go and sin no more," John 8:11. A lame man who was healed by Jesus, a loving act of grace, was charged, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee," John 5:14. God's fiery indignation is far worse than anything that we might imagine. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.